My name's Lisa Hissey. I'm a USDAW area organiser, so that means I represent a certain area of the union. I'm the trade union official for the area.
Now, Lisa, tell me a bit about why we're here today and the purpose of the bus being here today.
Well, one of the purposes is that USDAW turns 125 years. So for the people that have been here, I feel like I've been here for 125 years, but I haven't. It's about learning the history of USDAW and sort of how we represent retail workers, and we're always there for the needs of USDAW.
And tell me a bit about that, a bit about how USDAW support people in the workplace.
Yeah, so USDAW is a specific union. So we are the retail union. We are a union that represents the views of our members. So that might be working on checkouts, you're dealing with the public, you're dealing with cash, you're dealing with different issues on a day-to-day basis that's unique to retail. So USDAW relates to those campaigns. So we have campaigns about the underage sales. We have campaigns about freedom from fear, so people coming in and sort of harassing our members, retail workers. So we, with us being the shop workers union, we can specify campaigns that affect our members on a day-to-day basis.
Just for some people out there who might be slightly confused as to what sort of job you have to do to be a member of USDAW, how broad is it?
So we are the union of shop distributed and allied workers, so anything really relating to retail. So I don't know whether I can say this, but we do everything from sperm donation of bulls and stuff like that, which we have a factory, which basically is right at the beginning of the food chain.
Will we be visiting that on the tour?
No, I think that might be one that we don't visit, but I do represent that one.
Right, okay.
So we do actually everything right from the start of the food line, right up to the production. So we have sort of processing sites and abattoirs and all that side of it, right up to the distribution networks, the travelling, and then we do the retail stores themselves, including hairdressers and anything that really gives a service over. So we are quite broad, but on the other hand, we do specify in retail and it's sort of allied workers, as to say.
Right. Say someone joins USDAW from any particular branch and they want to receive that help, that support. Who do they then go to and how can they receive that?
So the union is made up of sort of numerous different ways you can get support. So the main one and the one that I couldn't live without is the representatives we have in the stores, the sites and that. So they make up quite a bit of our support. I look after personally as an area organiser 5,000 people. So I couldn't physically go out and support every single one of them. So I've got 130 reps who support me in supporting them. So that's the main support somebody could give. I'm the area organiser, so I oversee it all. So I'm there for like appeals and things like that. The worst stuff like the tribunals, all the stuff you don't want to hear about, I'm there for that side of it. But I'm also there to support and develop the reps, which are the help in the workplace. We then have the legal department who help me and my side. You have the health and safety department. You have the pensions department. You have our central office, which has got a load of support in it. Mm-hmm. So I always say to somebody who's wanting to join the union, you're not just getting me as a voice that can give you advice and help. You're getting this whole army of people that can support you.
Now, one thing we've had a couple of people ask us here on the bus is, how many members do you have to have in a store to then receive a rep and to be part of USDAW sort of thing? So does every workplace that has a member of USDAW receive a rep?
So you've got different sort of agreements. So things like Tesco, where we are today, we have a partnership agreement with them. So it's quite unique in the trade union movement to have a partnership agreement. We were one of the first back in 97 to sign this big partnership agreement. And that gives us a whole host of sort of facilities. We're allowed representatives. This store alone's got 10 representatives in it. Right. So you have got a lot of support there. You've got the sort of team meetings, and those reps meet on a monthly basis. There's loads there that can do. We do have other agreements which aren't as sort of friendly towards it. Not saying that they're not friendly towards the union, but some companies won't allow a rep in it unless we have a certain amount of members. In situations like that, which we normally call private trade, so it's the smaller stores, the ones we try and make a network of reps around it. So we have like branches, and in those branches you have branch officials who are representatives who are there to support those smaller stores. And again, you've got me that sort of oversees it all, so I'm always there for any advice or guidance that they need as well.
Perfect, Lisa, thank you very much.
Yes, no problem, thank you.